In recent years, body art has moved from fringe to mainstream, taking up residence on perfectly respectable bodies, including many of the images in Gaspar Enrique's Metaphors of El Barrio, the exhibition that's currently at the El Paso Museum of Art. And with me is tattoo artist Jesse Mesa. Welcome, Jesse. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Welcome I know to be here. At 2 o'clock this afternoon, you're going to be presenting a gallery talk as part of Gaspar Enrique's exhibition.
Yes, ma'am. And glad to be there.
Yeah. What's your relationship with Gaspar?
Gaspar is a mentor of mine. He was a past teacher and a good friend of mine after the years. Mm-hmm. So he's a good role model in my life.
Tell me a little bit about the history of tattoo in your world, because people my generation, tattoos were, you know, like sailors that have been in strange places, and that was about it. Now it's like my daughter is full sleeves, the whole, you know. So tell me about it.
It's amazing what the generations take you. It was a traditional Americana back in the 1930s and 40s, but it evolved to something more of an artistic form, mm-hmm. of an expression now, where it's a trend now and it's more acceptable in this generation.
Well, of course, societies around the world, some of them use tattoo as ritual or tribal art, and that became part of what the sailors then would bring back, people who, not just sailors, but people who were well-traveled and had interacted with other populations. It would be their memento. Now, what do you see as being the rationale or the emotional reason for a person selecting an image to keep permanently on their body?
It's still traditional, but now it's more acceptable in different cultures. You are allowed to put certain things that a Hispanic wouldn't normally do, an African-American or Polynesian. Now it's more acceptable where other races are actually adapting to other traditions, from Oriental body art to Polynesian. So you don't necessarily have to be that race to pertain to whatever it is the image is saying.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. That's an interesting aspect of
it.
And what about the introduction of color? If I recall correctly, it seems like previously there was not color.
Within the past years, the supplies and the colors have been changed dramatically. The quality is up to the T. I mean, it's perfect now. So it adapts a lot better with better color blend. So you get to show a lot more of the art form instead of just the basic 3 or 4 colors that were used prior.
So it can really be more satisfying to the artist as well.
It is, because you could actually show the talent that you have, and the canvas is just as equal as if it was on paper or being set in a periodic time where an artist could work on it. Mm-hmm. Now it could be done in one day.
Now, as a lot of things, when they become more mainstream, they become regulated, which is, I think, a good thing in tattoo because of the health considerations. Talk to me a little bit about how to size up a reputable tattoo shop and what to expect as part of the experience.
When you go into an establishment, being a studio, tattoo parlor, or gallery-style environment, you have to first look at portfolios. Experience is right on the eye. You would be able to figure out if you feel comfortable with the artist by looking at the portfolio, the quality that they produce.
Is it called a flash?
Flash is actually a word used back in the days when they used to have images on the walls.
Ah, okay.
Where you could pick out your design from that,
okay.
from that flash image.
All right.
Now, it's still available, but it's no longer used if you're in a custom gallery style environment.
Oh, interesting. So it's moved up to being called a portfolio. The language is evolving too.
Yes, yes.
All right. And what about the tattoo equipment, and what should I look for to make sure that my person is really good and meticulous and professional?
Making sure that they're licensed through the city, definitely through the state. After that, you have to make sure, of course, hygiene and the setup is really done in front of you, that they're actually following OSHA regulations.
So there are some basic professional tip-offs it's just like walking in to get nails done or anything else.
Definitely.
Anybody that's going to have any contact with the skin.
Definitely.
You just want to check those things out.
Anything that has to do with body fluids and bloods, of course.
Absolutely.
You have to take drastic measures,
yes,
making sure that you have no cross-contamination,
mm-hmm,
and making sure that everything is used one time.
Sterile.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that it is pre-sterile,
mm-hmm,
pre-packaged, one-time use, and then disposed of in front of you in a proper container.
Excellent. And from the time that a person decides that they'd like to become a tattoo artist at a professional level and the time they can actually open a shop or go to work with all the licensing that they need and so on.
Requirements.
What's the course of study?
It could range up to maybe 3 months up to 2 years for you to be an apprentice. This is, mm-hmm, what you call an apprenticeship. Everything is based off of how well knowledge you are in the art industry and mm-hmm, in art in general,
mm-hmm,
and past experience in other art form, meaning if you've painted, if you've airbrushing, if you've done graphic design,
mm-hmm,
anything in that nature. You have to have a little bit of art history background, and it all depends on the artist of how well he catches up.
So today at 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Art, you'll be taking folks through the Gaspar Enriquez Metaphors of El Barrio exhibition and talking with them. And what role do the tattoos play in that exhibit?
The transitioning from a good artist, a well-respected artist here in the Hispanic culture, Chicano culture, to get familiarized that it has transitioned to no longer portrait, but a portrait inside a portrait.
Ah.
That's what I would like to cover.
That's fascinating. All right. Consider that an invitation from tattoo artist Jesse Mesa, who has his own studio. It's FI Studios and Gallery at 9529 Dyer. And you can also visit him at Forever Ink Studios on Facebook. My guest today, Jesse Mesa, tattoo artist, who will be speaking 2 p.m. at the El Paso Museum of Art regarding the Gaspar Enriquez Metaphors of El Barrio exhibition. Thank you for coming in, Jesse.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.